This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. With a traditional musical blessing to set the tone, members of the five Native American tribes of Sonoma County gathered outside the Healdsburg offices of the Dry Creek Rancheria Band of Pomo Indians to rally participation for the 2010 National Census. The proactive effort is needed, Tribal Chairman Harvey Hopkins explained, to adjust for undercounts of Native people in past years.
We heard in the years past the population of Native Americans here in Sonoma County is not really growing. In fact, we know it's growing. You go to talk to any of the tribes, any of the local tribes, and their tribes are growing. Not only that, you have a lot of people who live here who are not from the tribes of Sonoma County, a number of Native Americans living in Sonoma County, and they're not being counted.
Getting accurate census numbers has often been hampered by distrust of the census takers, added Mario Hermosillo, an environmental planner for the Cloverdale Rancheria of Pomos, who's also the census liaison for his tribe.
There's a lot of harsh feelings of our history, you know, with the United States. I wouldn't say we're anti-governmental, you know, we're probably some of the proudest Americans out there. But I think it's just more fear of the unknown, too. People don't understand what's going on with the census. Is this going to be used against them? It's not, you know, it's there to help you.
Jim Meadows, regional partnership coordinator for the U.S. Census Bureau, is well aware of those fears, but stressed that they are unfounded.
It's definitely safe under Title 13. We are restricted from handing out any personal information for 72 years, and we're under penalty of both prison and fine if any individual discloses that information. But on an agency level, we don't share that information with any other agency.
Meadows added that his presence at the event was part of a coordinated effort to overcome resistance to participation in the census, especially among minority populations.
We are reaching out to all the hard-to-count groups. That includes ethnic minorities, that includes cultural minorities, that includes our government-to-government relationship with the American Indian tribes. So we're trying to get the word out about the census that it's safe, it's easy, and it's important.
One tactic being used more extensively this year, adds Harvey Hopkins, is deploying census workers from among the tribal memberships.
Each tribe has taken upon themselves to try to get some of their tribal members to be census takers. The familiar face is probably what you want to see, and give confidence to the person filling out the paperwork that this is really not going to cause any problems. It won't affect your benefits, etc. It's something that's happened in the past, but it's really encouraged more so this year.
The tribes will also be using digital technologies to urge their members to participate in the census through extensive emails and text messages. The actual counting begins in April, with the final tally to be completed by December 31st. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.